Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
CremoCompany.com. Check it out. All new products, body washes, deodorants, CREMO, Cremo. I got to show you a piece of video that it really genuinely made me laugh. So after our show today, about 2 o'clock, they're having what they call the match where Brady and Phil Mickelson take on Aaron Rodgers and Bryson DeChambeau, who's this kind of ultimate alpha male. And they did this earlier with Brady and Peyton Manning. And it's fun. Tiger and, Phil Mickelson. They're fun.
It was amazing for us last year.
Filled like 4 days. So now it's on a busy day. So it's kind of jammed in between, you know, Copa and the NBA Finals. It's not getting quite the buzz. And they're doing a little marketing for it. So I just got my hands on this. This is all the guys playing a little game of Jeopardy here. I just want you to watch this tape.
He's an NBA owner, a self-taught guitarist, and has guest starred in both The Office and Game of Thrones.
He's unhappy with his boss and has no options. Who is Aaron Rodgers?
Ding, ding. That is correct. Well done.
Projection, Sam. I never said I'm unhappy with my boss.
I said it, not you.
God, I love the new Brady.
It's so great.
The new Brady is so much fun.
I love Aaron's response, too.
It was great. That's projecting. I'm gonna end up, you know, here's the weird thing. I'm going to end up really liking Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, it is inevitable. Especially because wherever he ends up after
I'm going to be
the
rooting
Packers.
For him. Oh, I'm going to root for him.
And I think he's going to have a bit of a what we're seeing now with Brady, where he's just in this new released space where he's just going to speak more freely. You know, to Brady and Rodgers' credit, although I do think that the environment in New England was a bit more, you know, tight than it is with the Packers. They're both been company men for a long time.
Listen, I like smart athletes. I like funny athletes. Aaron's about as smart and as funny when he wants to be as anybody. I think I need to get over my criticism that he's a little prickly. I think I need to get over that. That's on me. I think I need to get over that with Durant and Aaron. Like I always say, they're a little prickly. I am too. I need to get over that.
Well, I don't think you're prickly.
I just think it's something that I'm... I think people have a right to be prickly. Life's not easy.
I look at Kevin Durant and Aaron Rodgers as they're a little different in their personalities.
That's
they
right.
don't have the families that sometimes can make you a little more flexible. I know I myself, like, I don't have any kids. I don't have a husband. Like, I do whatever I want, whenever I want to do it. But I'm aware other people don't have that lifestyle. You know, I don't even have any pets. All my plants died. Like, it's just me, whatever I want to do all the time. And that makes you into a different person.
Right.
And you look at things differently and you have a little more time for things that other people don't have time for. So, and you deal with a lot of criticism and kind of have to absorb it.
Yeah, and you're by yourself sometimes with your phone because you don't have responsibilities as a dad or a... I'm going to retire. I don't know if I can. It may slip out. I'm going to retire prickly with Kevin Durant and Aaron Rodgers. I don't know. Let's ask BJ Armstrong. 3-time champ, all-star. He is the executive vice president, managing executive for the Wasserman Media Group, which is a big deal in Los Angeles. Okay, BJ. Let me ask you about that. So when I say prickly, it makes it sound like Aaron's difficult or Kevin Durant's difficult. But wasn't Michael Jordan prickly? A little.
Well, I think we like interesting. So we like a little prickly. We like a little, you know, a softer side. We like the tough side. We like all the different sides. So the fact that Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady and these guys are showing a part of their personality, it just gives new context to our heroes. We see these guys outperforming and so serious all the time. The fact that they have these personalities, you know, just gives us a sense or a deeper connection than we originally had as a fan.
Hey, by the way, you didn't deal with social media. Aaron Rodgers and Kevin Durant, Michael didn't. Maybe there was a newspaper columnist, Sam Smith, that made him mad and that he'd shut him out. But you represent athletes. Do you ever look at athletes and go, oh, thank God I wasn't around during Twitter?
Well, you know, it's interesting. And, you know, I didn't have to deal with this as a former athlete, and in that era, we didn't have to deal with this. But watching guys, like in particular Charles Barkley, deal with and how he relates to social media and what he's doing, and watching that generation and watching this new generation. So I see the pros and cons of both, but I think having awareness, understanding what social media can be for and what it can do, but also understanding the things that you don't want to get on social media. So there's pros and cons to both of them. But, you know, watching my generation look at it, I'm a little bit more hesitant. You know, I tend to, like, want to, you know, just kind of stand back a little bit. But I definitely see when you can expose that side of yourself, because it's funny. Watching Aaron Rodgers, it's like, I feel like we get a sneak peek of him when the camera's not on.
Right. So let's talk Bucks and Suns starts tonight. Giannis is out for a couple games. And actually, the offense was really efficient. And let's talk about that. You know, Michael Jordan sometimes misses a game. Are there moments in the short term that the star leaves the floor and actually the ball moves better? I mean, you take me to your career sometimes. Not that Michael was a ball stopper, but there are moments when stars leave, and in the short term, teams do just fine, right?
Well, in the short term, that is correct, Colin. And the reason being is because those teams that you're playing don't know how to particularly defend that team. So when you're playing against a Giannis team, for instance, you kind of settle into a rhythm of how we have to defend them with Giannis, because he's going to get the majority of the touches. Suddenly, there's a new team. There's a new game plan. There's guys in positions you haven't normally, or you're not accustomed to seeing them. So it takes a game or two to get adjusted. It'll be interesting to see how Phoenix will defend this team, minus Giannis, knowing that Giannis probably will not be there, possibly for the entire series.
Yeah. You know, it's neither of these teams have, like, lottery picks. It's a slow build. It's very 1970s, 1980s NBA, where, you know, we draft well, we develop, we play a bunch of games, and then we insert an old smart veteran at point guard. I mean, I like that style. I'm, you know, BJ, I'm both. I understand the super team, and I'm cool with the development. When you look at the Suns and the Bucks, does it take you back a little, Phoenix, to the 80s and 90s when you weren't so star-driven?
Well, it's a traditional way of building a team is what you're talking about. You know, you're talking about Devin Booker, you're talking about DeAndre Ayton, and then you're adding pieces to that. And it gives them the ability to have a long-term approach. When you look at this Phoenix Suns roster, you're saying this team, buying if they can be healthy, for, you know, for the next 5 to 7 years, they could be making a really, you know, significant championship run here for the next 5 to 7 years, in particular with those guys. Then you plug in a Chris Paul, you plug in, you know, Jay Crowder, and suddenly now you have a championship caliber team. So this is how they used to do it, but now, you know, we're in a different era, and we're in a different era now where guys are moving around. Free agency is without question the quickest way to build a team. So I understand both, but if you want to have long-term success, clearly what the Phoenix Suns have done, they've shown us, along with the Golden State Warriors, if you can build it through the draft, if you can take your time, you can have a championship caliber team for a length of time.
By the way, it's interesting. We Joy and I have discussed this a couple different times. Let's say Devin Booker is the finals MVP. He averages 33 a game. He's great. And DeAndre Ayton actually goes toe-to-toe with Giannis and at times outplays him. And you're sitting there, if you own the Suns, and you're the GM thinking, Chris Paul's getting old, he's been hurt, and he's expensive. If Booker and DeAndre carry this team primarily to the finals, do you advocate as a GM for a 4-year Chris Paul deal or a 3-year Chris Paul deal? What do you do then?
Wow, that's a big question. That's a big question, and that's why those guys get paid the big bucks. I will say this. We can't forget that this team did not make the playoffs last year. They haven't been in the playoffs for the last, 10, 12 years or so, and suddenly now with Chris Paul and everything that's come together, certainly they have a team. I know Chris Paul is 36. He's at a point guard's age where we all know that at some point speed and quickness is going to leave all small guards. However, in today's game and what Chris Paul is able to do is the intangibles. I think Chris has pushed his team over the edge, in particular his leadership, his stability, and what I love most about Chris Paul is we don't expect him to be that Chris Paul where he has to carry this team with 30, 40 points night in and night out. He can do it when needed, and Chris Paul has, he's been really like a maestro all year. Well, certainly in his career, but this year even more so because you can see how well they're playing together. This is a beautiful team. They have a nice inside-outside combination. And those two young players you mentioned, DeAndre Ayton and Devin Booker, they look like they're going to be bona fide stars for many years to come.
By the way, the Suns only had 9 different starting lineups all year. Now, that goes back to your Bulls. What was your Bulls starting lineup? Give me the years you were there. What was the lineup mostly every night?
Well, when I first got there, it was John Paxson, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Horace Grant, and Bill Cartwright. I think the stability of having your guys and understanding your role and knowing what you have to do. And the beautiful thing we had with that team was we had a lot of depth, and we had two guys who were capable of playing with the starters and on the bench. I mean, with the bench guys, and talking about Scottie and Michael. If Scottie had it going early, Michael would play with us and vice versa. So to me, the depth and the combination of having guys who can plug in coming off the bench gives you really two teams in one. And we certainly had that with Michael and Scottie because they were interchangeable. They could play on both sides of the ball. So they were really four players at once. Both of them could play on offense, with the starters and the bench, and do so as well with the defense, with the backup guys as well.
From the Wasserman Media Group, the all-star, the champ 3 times, 11 years, B.J. Armstrong on a Tuesday. Great talking to you, B.J.
Okay, Colin, thank you for having me.
You bet. Suns also and Bucks both play about 8-9 guys, so there's some flexibility with both rosters. I mean, I'll tell you, Brook Lopez is a real player. So Brook Lopez can hit a three. He can protect the rim. He's a smart guy. He's been in the game forever. For a big, runs the court okay. So Milwaukee's lucky. They've built this team to withstand an injury to their star. Similarly, Phoenix with Cameron Payne has built this team to withstand Chris Paul getting hurt or leaving. So these are well-built teams. You got a backup to your star in Brook Lopez and a backup to your star in Cameron Payne. And
be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet 5. That's it. $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, a little bit of news on tonight. Giannis has been upgraded from doubtful to questionable for game one tonight. He's still recovering from the hyperextended knee suffered in game four of the Eastern Conference Finals, but this change on the injury report does indicate he's made some progress towards a return. It's changed the line a little bit. Suns are favored by 5.5 now in game one tonight. So it's a little bit. I still don't believe that we will see him tonight. I don't think that there's really a value in rushing him back for game one. If you expect to have him back at any point in the season, in the series, you want to make sure that he's as close to healthy as possible. You don't want a Kevin Durant situation where you rush him back and it's an Achilles.
So on FanDuel, I bet the Suns to win the series. I don't love tonight. It's a stay away game.
There's a lot of uncertainty about this game tonight.
Yeah, and not that I know what I'm talking about, but you don't have to bet every game. Like, I like the Suns in the series. I like the number, but tonight, I'll say this. That offense without Giannis in half court, the ball moves really well and really quickly, and they were a handful without Giannis in the half court. They're not as good in transition where he can be a great finisher, but I think it's a competitive game tonight.
The Suns are favored minus 200 on Fox Bets, Bucks plus 160. I would probably save my dollars on tonight's game, not knowing what's going to go on with Giannis. I mean, even if Giannis is back, he's not going to be 100%, so what's that going to look like? It's just a very clunky game tonight.
It's also styles make fights. The first round of a match, like when McGregor faced Mayweather, the first round was just, you're just like, what? Remember we were like, what is this going to look like? Some of this is like, what is this going to look like? I need to watch a game.
McGregor fight this weekend.
Against Dustin. Now, they've split two fights. That's a great watch.
It's a great fight. So Chris Paul is the president of the Players Association, and he defended this season's quick turnaround and more compact schedule that a lot of people have been very critical of. He stressed that it's a process that allows all players to be involved in the conversations, and they are listened to on every detail.
About our league and its players, is everything is always a conversation. You know, injuries are always
unfortunate. You know, you hate to have him, but, you know, just like when we went to the bubble, everything was discussed as far as the players and the full body of players. So, you know, if people don't like it, then, you know, everybody got the same opportunity to be a part of all these conversations.
That's right.
Well, LeBron was obviously very critical.
He didn't love it.
The compact season and the quick return.
Well, he also played in the finals.
He also played in the finals. So that's a bit understandable. If he didn't, I don't know that he would have been so critical of it. Look, there was obviously a ton of injuries to a ton of stars. We had a season like this in the NFL a couple years ago where it was like every star quarterback was injured, it felt like. And then it just kept trickling down. And then all the stars were injured. And it was like, what's happening? It's like sometimes it's just one of those years. There's injuries every single year. And as Chris said, we hate them. Nobody wants to see anybody injured. Nobody wants to go into any kind of matchup injured. If you're a true competitor, you want to beat the best at their best. That feels like it means more. Now, at the end of the day, there's no asterisks on these championships. Lakers won in the bubble last year. Yes, we're going to acknowledge that it's the bubble championship, but there were different challenges that were involved in that. And some teams that should have been great and excelled completely fell apart because it was unprecedented territory, and this year is a bit of that as well.
By the way, let's give Milwaukee and the Suns credit. They not only had continuity, they have enough depth. Their star gets hurt, they have a capable backup. These teams have earned their way here.
Yes. I mean, look, Giannis, Trae Young, James Harden, Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, Joel Embiid, Chris Paul, Donovan Mitchell, Mike Conley. This is a lot of big stars that had injuries. It feels like a lot, but we are still dealing with the pandemic. Like, there was still fallout from all of this, and the NBA, out of all the leagues, had the most to balance and deal with in the middle of the season, and they figured it out in the best way possible. It's unfortunate, but we'll eventually get to a reset, and hopefully everyone will be healthy through those seasons. So the Colts opened their wallet to get Carson Wentz this offseason, but being big spenders is not how Chris Ballard typically likes to build his roster. He said the organization prefers to save their money rather than overpay for someone just because they're the best player available at that time.
We've got good players out of free agency and we've been successful. We're just not big fans of right out the gate free agency where you're paying B players A plus money, which is going to affect down the line. There's a cost to that.
Yeah. I don't think Carson Wentz is that big of a risk. I really don't. I think Carson Wentz, it's a value buy. Like, you're getting some value. I don't see the big risk. He's got his coach back. And by the way, you got to spend money on quarterback in this league unless you draft Patrick Mahomes. So, like, once you're in the 28-year-old quarterback game, Garoppolo, Kirk Cousins, Carson Wentz, you got to spend some money.
Well, he's $32 million this year.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to pay for a starting quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a risk on Carson Wentz. I think it's the best situation imaginable for Carson Wentz. It's just all on Carson Wentz now because we saw what the Colts did last year.
Also, they drafted Michael Pittman and Jonathan Taylor last year. They're both emerging stars, and they don't
affordable.
Pay them anything.
Yep.
So they're second-round guys. So, again, if you draft well, then you're fine.
And, their highest-paid player after Carson Wentz at $32 million is DeForest Buckner at 21.
He's great.
Then Ryan Kelly, the center, at $12.4 million.
He's really good.
Kenny Moore at $8.3 million. Grover Stewart at $10.3 million.
I don't have a problem with any of those dollars.
And Quentin Nelson at $5.9 million.
Every single one of those makes sense. I would pay DeForest Buckner that kind of money.
Right.
He's a game wrecker. I don't have a problem with any other contract. Now, with Wentz, you're like, ugh. But again, you're not paying Jonathan Taylor, who became a star at the end of the year, and Michael Pittman anything.
I don't think that number is ridiculous.
They're not paying Darius Leonard anything.
Right.
He's unbelievable.
And that's what you want. That's what the market is for a high-level starting quarterback, which I think we all think Carson Wentz has that potential. Everything seemed to fall apart in Philadelphia. I don't know that it was all Carson Wentz's fault. I don't like how he handled everything, but it was very clear there was a lot of dysfunction within those walls.
Yeah.
So we'll see what he does this year. But I like that there's different ways to build your team. Some people are more conservative. Some people don't take big risks in free agency. Some people are very aggressive, like the Rams. It doesn't have to be one way.
And Carson Wentz's cap number is $20 million, so that's a reasonable number. Especially when you've drafted well, you know, just use discretion. Pay big money infrequently, but if it's an elite D lineman, you just pay the money. Just got to pay the money for what they did. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herdline News.
Big personality, polarizing, our next guest. Very polarizing.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, the Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
He's a National Soccer Hall of Famer for 15 years now. He was the first American to play in Italy's top division, Siri. He is our friend. He's a former defender for the U.S. national team for a long time. He was the face of U.S. soccer and a feisty one at that. He's my friend, Alexi
Lalo. Hairy one.
Yeah. You were all sorts of hairy and feisty.
A lot of hair ago.
Okay, so let's talk about this.
Okay.
Copa America semis tonight. The world's best soccer player, in a lot of opinions, is Messi.
Yep.
He's got a little Maradona, but he's got his act together. He maintains his physical condition. He's got the scoring ability. He's got the flair of Pele. There's a lot here to like. But, like our Dan Marino, our Charles Barkley, where are the titles? Is he too selfish?
No, he's not too selfish. To your point, he, no matter what happens in this Copa America or in the World Cup next year, he is going to go down as arguably the greatest player ever to play the game. The argument comes from a lot of people that he has yet to be in that moment where you raise up that trophy in a major tournament,
sure.
Have the confetti come down and kind of check that box. I think it has been at times a pressure, an albatross around his neck,
sure.
That he has carried with. Although we are seeing in this tournament, this Copa America, a Messi who I think is enjoying his soccer, enjoying playing for Argentina, and that has not always been the case, but it's being played in Brazil. Brazil right now is a juggernaut.
Yes.
And so if he is to raise that trophy, first off, they have to beat Colombia tonight, and then they would have to face Brazil and beat Brazil in the legendary Maracanã Stadium in Rio de Janeiro.
And Brazil would be favored. Neymar is their star player.
Yep.
For people that don't know international soccer, and you know, we haven't talked about this.
Sure.
I love international soccer.
Yep.
My mom was British. I've watched World Cups. Johan Cruyff, I go way back. Neymar, what makes him special? If I've never seen him play, I know Messi is an attacker, a scorer. He can do anything. He is so skilled with the ball in his feet. Neymar is...
Neymar is the tricks, the flair, the color. And he does it with not just a smile, but a wry grin on his face. And he enjoys embarrassing while he is doing things that make you go ooh and ah. So, you know, the magic of his touch, of his vision, but more importantly, the audacity, and I guess the beautiful arrogance that we associate with great players in all sports,
yeah.
In that they don't just want to beat you, they want to embarrass you in the process. And for the entertainment value of that, that's worth the price of admission. He's been very, very good this tournament. And as you said, that Messi versus Neymar has a possibility of happening in the final this weekend if tonight Messi and company go through Colombia.
When I think of international soccer and I think of the biggest brands, I think of Brazil 1
mm-hmm.
and I think of Argentina 2. I just haven't got as many championships from Argentina as I Brazil. What Brazil's always funny, there's always a lot of, and I think this is almost the culture, there is ego and flair. I think it's part of their culture. Sometimes it's been their undoing. Now suddenly it's not. How did they button things up?
I think they recognize that, first off, a South American team has not won the World Cup since 2002. And I think collectively South America said, listen, we got to get our act together. We're not going to try to be something that we're not, because that flair and that creativity is something that we expect and we want. I don't want to see a pragmatic Brazil or an Argentina. And I don't know, maybe you have a better idea in terms of other sports where a team has always had that flair and that excitement and that entertainment, but hasn't quite been able to match it and balance it with a structure. And yes, I guess a pragmatism that ultimately wins championships. And I think that this Brazil team that we're seeing and this Argentina team that we're seeing is not only built for that in this tournament, but is built for next year when the World Cup comes, which, by the way, you can see here in 2022, to be successful then.
Now, the Copa tournament does not include the U.S. team. Mm-hmm. By the way, there was just a tournament, which was a new one called, I think, the Nations Tournament,
yep.
which we won and played very well.
Yep.
Now, I say this as somebody who, there are times U.S. men's national team soccer drives me nuts. Now, I'm going to say something, and I have been a cynic. I think it's the most young talent we've ever had. I wonder if we're too young to capitalize on it in Dubai, where I think the women's top players, you know, Alex Morgan,
sure.
they're in their prime. They've been here. I wonder if we're too young. But I will say this with Pulisic. He seems much happier with the state of the United States men's team. Is it the coach? I mean, that's just my outward view is he's more joyful now. He's less stressed. He feels happier.
I think he's also playing with the generation that he has kind of grown up with. And so
Instead of Clint Dempsey.
Yeah, I think he feels comfortable right now. There is an opportunity for this generation. And to your point, you know, in 2017, when the U.S. men's national team didn't qualify for the World Cup.
Brutal.
The lowest point and the biggest failure in U.S. soccer history, not just U.S. men's soccer history, in U.S. soccer history. And yet now, sitting here today, to your point, I can't think of a time when we have been more optimistic and excited and confident about the group that we have. But I don't think it's unwarranted, and I don't think we should expect less just because they're young and inexperienced. And yes, we're looking to 2026, hosting it here in the U.S., but next year in Qatar, you should expect your men's team to be there and to have a good tournament led by Christian Pulisic and Weston McKennie and all of this talent that we're talking about.
I am no expert, but I will say this. I think it's the most skilled in terms of controlling the ball, energy, and I think the staff, when I watched the Nations Tournament, I thought, oh, we're aggressive. And that, to me, tells me the staff's like, oh no, we can be aggressive. This is not defensive soccer. That was my takeaway.
Well, we haven't given up the bravado and the courage, and for lack of a better word, the Americanness that has always made us been able to compete. But we've married it, like you said, with some really, really good skill. But you know, I see in this group. And whether it's the group that was in the Nations League or whether it's the group that's going to be in the Gold Cup, which, by the way, kicks off on Saturday here on Fox 2. So we're rolling into a whole nother tournament. And to your point,
these are
features
all,
the U.S. team.
Yes, by the way, these tournaments now are setups to the World Cup. Now for the person that's watching,
sure.
They say, does this qualify you for the World Cup?
That's a whole other thing. What happens this fall when qualifying starts
Thank you.
In order to qualify us for Qatar in 2022.
All right. I'm throwing a lot at you. You are very controversial. As my late mother would say, you've got big opinions. That's why we bring you on the show.
Exactly.
Here's one.
Okay. Well, I'll be the judge of this. I mean, I don't know if it's controversial.
United States women's national team.
Yes.
Doesn't win gold in Tokyo.
Okay. Because?
I don't feel they're quite as dominant.
Okay.
Didn't in 2016, didn't they lose in a quarter to somebody, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah. And then they went on to win the World
Cup
and stuff
Has
like
that. Has the world caught up to us a little?
No, a little. But still, you should expect your U.S. women's national team this summer to win gold and then to win the next World Cup, which will be three in a row, given the talent that they have, given how far ahead they are of others. But to your point, you know, things can happen, but this is still going in.
Okay.
Safe money is putting it on the U.S. women's national
team. I'd like to retract that statement. It was not meant to be controversial, but I did feel like last World Cup, I felt like the world's catching up a little.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, they're putting resources into the women's game. We've been doing it for decades and decades and decades, and we have reaped the benefit of the greatest women's national team that has ever existed on this planet. And we expect them to win. They understand that we expect them to win. And more often than not, they win.
All right, so the Copa tonight, you get the semis. It's Argentina against Colombia. So I'm going to say just a country, and you describe their soccer. Because it's what's fascinating about soccer, every league has a personality.
Sure.
Every national team does. When I say to you, England.
They live in the past in that they feel they invented this sport and that they are deserving of our praise and respect, even though they haven't necessarily done anything. And they have the greatest, in terms of entertainment and popularity, the greatest league in the world.
EPL.
Okay. But this group right now that we're seeing in the Euros playing and that we will see next year in the World Cup, this is legit. They have had some really, really good players, and I think they're kind of putting it all together. But we've seen this movie before.
So you're saying England's pious and arrogant. Where have I seen this? Okay, Germany.
Germany is a reflection of their society in that they're very predictable,
structured,
all of those different things. And I know a lot of this is stereotypical. And Germany, for example, has changed over the years, but there is still at its core a belief that they are always going to win. They are going to find ways to win. The structure and the preparation is going to get them. But this is not a great German team right now. In a year from now, I think it will be better, but not the greatest German teams that we have seen.
Argentina.
Argentina is always kind of in the shadow of Brazil, and certainly Maradona. And see, this is why we talk about Messi, because that shadow is long, all right? Messi is a diminutive, left-footed, attacking Argentine, okay? And so until you're actually standing there with a trophy, which is what Maradona did, you are going to pale in comparison. Is it fair? I'm sorry. It's just that's where you were born, and that's what's going to happen. Argentina, yes, there's the flair. Not necessarily the flair relative to Brazil, but a flair and a belief in themselves. But there's also a raw earthiness, I think, to Argentina.
Boy, you were good today. You brought your A game.
I try, my friend. I'm trying to, you know, make sure that, you know, I bring it for you guys. You guys don't get a lot of human beings on this set anymore. So here's to three dimensions.
All right. The semis tonight, 8:30 Eastern, FS1. By the way, Discover matches all the cash back you earn in your credit card. First year automatically, no limits. And try MDrive from N.com. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. So good to see you. Say hi to the
great
fam.
Great to see both of you guys. You look great, and you're doing a great job. Congratulations on all your success.
Fruit flies all over the studio today.
I know, they're back, right?
It's crazy here. Exterminators, I'm told, coming tomorrow. Speak for Yourself is coming up next.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.